The American Spirit March. With this theme, the Work Projects Administration introduces a transcribed program by the United States Army Band under the direction of Captain Thomas Darcy. Military music is always thrilling, but especially so when played by the Army's finest, the band you will now hear play the Zacatecas March. Captain Darcy continues in a march tempo now as he directs his band in the American Fidelity March. While the band takes a short intermission, we will bring you a brief talk by Major General H.H. Arnold, Deputy Chief of Staff, United States Army. One of our pioneer Army aviators, General Arnold, was until recently Chief of Air Corps and is most familiar with the vast amount of work accomplished by the WPA for the flying forces of our Army and Navy. He will give you some of his observations. General Arnold.
The present world war has proved and is proving beyond a doubt that command of the air is essential in order to win modern battles. That is why our president has demanded an Air Corps second to none. There are four things that we must do to build up our Air Corps. We must get the airplanes. We must train pilots to fly them. We must secure the mechanics and other enlisted men to keep our airplanes in the air. And we must construct the bases from which to operate the planes. All these necessary activities must be synchronized. The balance between plane production, pilot and mechanic training, and airbase construction is difficult, but not impossible. So far as planes are concerned, we're beginning to get somewhere. In April, more than 1,400 military planes were produced in this country. That is a remarkable figure, but it is not enough. We must do still better, and we shall do better. Our pilot training schools turned out about 1,600 in 1939. Today, we are training them at a rate of 12,000 a year, and this rate we expect to boost up to 30,000. Our rate of training mechanics has also gone up from about 1,800 a year in 1939 to 45,000 now, and this figure we hope will be boosted still further to 100,000 by fall. The fourth necessity that I mentioned is the construction of bases. These bases are located at many strategic points throughout the United States and also beyond our continental shores. Some of our bases are merely fields where planes are serviced as they move from one locality to another. Others are fully equipped to house and feed our personnel, to repair and maintain our planes, and to provide the weather information that is necessary for successful operation of tactical units. And I want to take this opportunity right now to voice my appreciation of the help that the WPA has given to the Air Corps in constructing its bases. Some of the most important bases that the WPA has helped us to build are the ones at the four corners of the country. McCord Field in the state of Washington, March Field in California, the one at Bangor, Maine, and the MacDill Field in Florida. The WPA has also built or improved nearly 600 civilian landing fields. These fields are used by the Air Corps as auxiliary bases during maneuvers. Many of them also are being used in connection with airplane production and pilot training. In case of invasion, these fields would be used as auxiliary bases for actual military operations. The work that the WPA does for the Air Corps is helping us to get the airports we need, when we need them, and where we need them.
Thank you, General Arnold. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard General H.H. Arnold, Deputy Chief of Staff, United States Army, give his observations of some of the work of the WPA. The United States Army Band again comes to attention. Captain Darcy raises his baton, and we hear the melodic Babelage.
Thank you.
For the concluding number of this brief band concert, Captain Darcy has chosen another stirring march, Pageant of Progress. And thus we conclude a transcribed program by the United States Army Band under the direction of Captain Thomas Darcy. It was presented by the Work Project Administration for the Education and Entertainment of the Public.